Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Our kids who grew up, that are growing up, they don't know what's right. They don't know what's right. So what we need to do is make sure, folks, that we watch how we're communicating and who we're communicating with. Because whenever we communicate indirect or directly, remember, every sin begins with a what? A thought. And then that thought becomes an action. And then the action produces fruit or whatever it is, fruits of work. Now, the next thing I want to talk about. So that's two things. Don't deceive yourselves. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. And believe it or not, the last one, Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 9. Let's turn there. My wife told me don't be long today. I'm going to try to listen today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, verse 9 through 11. And look, it starts off with this, be not deceived. So whenever you see that, you need to be on warning right there. It says, be not deceived. Something's about to, he's going to tell you something good here. God is not marked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. So many times we want to cash God's check and give it to the devil. Amen. We want to go create all types of ruckus, and then we want God to deliver us. But be not deceived. God is not mocked. In other words, God is not, you're not going to laugh in his face and say, hey, I've done this and I got away with it. Oh, no. Don't be fooled. Whenever you do something, if God says, don't do this, and you do that, you are going to pay for what he said. You know, I love my sister, but she got herself into some trouble. And man, I'm telling you, it's coming down hard on her. I can't save her. I can throw as much as I can to her. But look, I'll be in the way. I can't deliver you when you obviously made choices that God said was wrong. And I can't come deliver you. God is working with you. Amen. Folks, because people in our family and the people around us, they would never see Christ until they get into the point of that's all that they have. Like Pastor said, he said, you'll never know that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have. And so many a time we'll try to help our kids out. You know, like Juwan got in some trouble. You're going to deal with that. You know, I said no. God said no. You did it. What do you want me to do? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You know, I mean, just dealing with chaos all the time. I don't like chaos. God said peace. So whenever you got chaos in your life, something needs to be cleaned up. It's just that simple. And I tell you, I think we need to know is that God will not be marked. His word, he can't do it. His word is forever settled. If he go against his word, he goes against his very character and the attributes that we so love. So be not deceived. God is not marked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also eat. But that's good news as well, because listen to this. Verse 8 says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So that means if you do stuff in the flesh, your flesh is going to reap corruption. But listen to this. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So if you do those good things, you'll get good things. If you do those things of the Spirit. Now here's something where you can always define where you're at. The book of Galatians chapter 5. It talks about the works of the flesh. Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanliness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emotions. That's jealousy. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies. Envying. Murders. Drunkenness. Now if you're in that list, the Bible says you're in your flesh. But then it gives this other list here. It says the fruit of the Spirit. Note it's singular, but it produces much. It says love. We talked about it. We talked about joy. Just saying joy. I love joy. That's that inward peace and that sufficiency that Christ is all you need. And then it talked about peace. Oh, man. That confidence and that quiet. Who don't want no peace? I tell you. Long suffering, hang in there, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.